with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some 9/11 victims' families expressing dismay over a plea deal announced by the Pentagon. In exchange for their guilty pleas, three men accused of plotting the attacks will be spared death sentences.
The terms of the plea deal have not been released, but U.S. media are reporting that prosecutors sent a letter to the victims' families about the development. The chief prosecutor is reported to have written that the decision to accept the deal was not reached lightly and was the best path to justice. One relative told the New York Post he was disappointed that families wouldn't have their day in court. The White House said the president's office had played no role in the negotiations.
The BBC's Jenny Kumar says the men, including terrorist mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, are expected to enter guilty pleas next week. Former President Trump's appearance yesterday before a black journalist convention in Chicago was far from subdued. Things got rather testy when questions surfaced about Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity, whether she is black or of Indian heritage.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vermont's Governor Phil Scott says the latest storms to hit the state have undone much of the cleanup and recovery work that was performed since its last major bout of flooding only weeks ago. And there are fears that more severe weather could cause still more damage. A person has been killed in a wildfire burning in the Colorado foothills as numerous blazes torch large areas across the West. A body has been found in one of five homes burned in the fire near Lyons, Colorado. Tropical storm Carlotta has formed in the eastern Pacific, but it is moving away from Mexico. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 17 points. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors remain in prison amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reports efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill as lawmakers proceed with legislative efforts demanding that they be set free. This is SRN News. His outrage over a certain kind of license plate got the best of one New York man.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The man, Harry Heyman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An X profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Heyman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
Amid the ongoing speculation over the timing of a U.S. interest rate cut, the Bank of England has lowered its main interest rate by 0.25% to 5%. More details, SRNnews.com.